Well, today I'd like to look at the book of Deuteronomy, because one of the things that is always on my heart, and you've heard me talk about in reference to this or alluding to this in the past, I do believe that the Word of God, even though we've been kind of taught to think that, well, the Word of God is hard for us to understand. The Word of God is sometimes out of reach, and you know, unless you've done a lot of study, unless you've gone to school, really you can't understand the Word of God. Now, again, I emphasize, it is imperative that we have, and I love the teachers that are in my life and that I respect. And I love listening to the teaching of others. I love hearing what the Holy Spirit shares and gives through others. But I also love the fact, and I love even more, that the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And the Holy Spirit speaks to you as well. The Holy Spirit will show you the Word of God so that you can understand it. I want you to see what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, because this is what Moses is saying to the Israelites as the Israelites are getting ready to enter into the promised land. So they know that God has established these promises for them. And they've been wandering in the wilderness because of their own hard hearts. They've been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. As they're getting ready to enter into the promised land, here's the words that Moses says to them, because Moses wants them as they enter into the promised land. It's the promised land. Moses wants them to enjoy, to lay hold of, to possess every promise that the Lord has established for them. He doesn't want them to miss out on any of them. He wants them to lay hold of those promises. And so in instructing them to do this, he tells them these words. So this is Deuteronomy chapter 30. I'm going to read verses 11 through 14. For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth, in your heart, that you may do it. I love that. Here's Moses saying to the Israelites, as they're getting ready to walk into that promised land and to receive all of the good promises that the Lord has for them. And he's encouraging them and reminding them, the commandments of the Lord, that which I've commanded you, that which the Lord has spoken through me to you, those commandments, they're not too mysterious for you. How many times have these words come from your mouth where you've uttered this phrase or something like it? Well, I just don't understand the word. I try to understand it when I read it, but I get frustrated because it just doesn't say anything to me. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm not getting anything out of it. Moses wanted, as the people were getting ready to enter into the promised land, Moses wanted them to know that the commandments, that the word, that the promises, that all that God had spoken to them was not mysterious. It was not mysterious for you, nor was it far off. In the same way, although better, because they were all operating under the old covenant, we operate under the new covenant. See, truly, we have the entirety of the Old Testament. We have all of the New Testament and all that comes with it. We have the entire Word of God, where Jesus has revealed who He is to us. This is His revelation to us of who He is, of the promises, of who He has been from before time began, that He is and He always shall be. And this is what He's done for us. And He's done it because of His love. All these things show that when he tells us words, He tells us promises, He doesn't give them to us so that He can hide them from us and make them mysterious. Now, they're mysterious to the world, but not to you and I. These things are mysteries, the things of the Word of God, the promises. They're a mystery to the world, but they're not a mystery to you and I. So even as Moses was saying to the Israelites as they're getting ready to enter into the promised land, the words of God that I've shared with you are not mysterious to you. It is even more true for you today, because you and I today, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have the entirety of the Word, and we have the Holy Spirit Himself who dwells within your spirit. When you got saved, the Holy Spirit dwelled, Phil dwelled in your spirit, and he still does. This is the presence of God in you every single moment of every day. He dwells within you. His spirit dwells within you. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. And the Holy Spirit comes, what does the word tell us? He comes, amongst other things, to teach us and to guide us. It's so that we can understand things. It's to teach us and guide us. That's part of what it is. But it's the two things I want to focus on today. It's to teach us and guide us into the Word of God, knowing and understanding the Word of God, so that as you enter into the promises that the Word has for you, they're not a mystery to you. You can understand it. It makes sense to you. Oh, but Todd, it doesn't. But I would counter and say to you, it may not have in the past. But if you know and understand the principles that were laid out by Moses and that we see spelled out for us in the New Testament, then it should change the way that we look at the Word of God, and it should change the way that we enter into that time of praying, or that enter into that time of reading the Word of God. We should enter into it with some prayer, saying, Lord, your Word says it is not a mystery to me. So I know in my natural abilities, I may not understand. The flesh may not understand it. But Holy Spirit, you will reveal truths to me every time that I read it. In the same way that Moses was saying to the Israelites, you're getting ready to enter into the promised land. I want you to know all the words that the Lord has spoken through me, they're not mysterious to you. You can know them and understand them. By that same token, as you are entering into the promises, all the promises, and you've got far better promises than the Israelites had, as you enter into all the promises that the Lord has established for you, as you enter into those, they're not a mystery to you. They're not confusion to you. You're not blinded to them. They're revealed to you through the Holy Spirit. It's even more true for you than it was as Moses spoke it those many, 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 many generations ago to the Israelites. Now let's look again at exactly what Moses says. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. How many times have you felt like, well, the Word of God, it's just distant to me. It's not mysterious. It's not far off. Moses goes on. It's not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Just think about those words that Moses said, and then apply that to the reality of your life and my life as a believer in Jesus Christ. Moses is speaking what he knows the hearts of the people are saying. And he says, you should not say, you don't have to say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring the word, or bring the understanding of the word, bring the clarity of the word, that we may hear it and do it. In other words, that we may hear it, understand it, and do it. Moses said, you don't need that. How much less do we need that? Because we have Jesus. We have God who came in the flesh, lived here on this earth, died, rose again, and then ascended into heaven so that we can have the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. He told the disciples, it is good for you that I am going, so that the Comforter, so that the Holy Spirit may come. The words that Moses said, he said the Israelites didn't have to have somebody. They could understand it. They didn't have to have somebody ascend to heaven. How much more true is that? Because we have had Jesus who's ascended to heaven. And now, because of that, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. There is nothing in this word that is a mystery to you as a believer. Nothing. You can understand, you can go through, if you really want to, you can go through the most confusing parts. You can go through Leviticus. You can look at Ezekiel, some of those things in Ezekiel. You can go through Revelation. And if you want, you can have understanding. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to understand it all right away. But as you think about it, as you meditate on it, as you continue to read the Word of God, he's going to give you step-by-step knowledge and understanding. Word upon word, line upon line, knowledge upon knowledge, to understand the Word of God. It is not a mystery to you, and it is not hidden from you. Moses goes on to say in verse number 13, nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Again, Moses is given that illustration. You don't have to go, you don't have to send somewhere. The Lord himself will give you understanding. And in the same way, you can look at all the promises of the Old Testament, and they were true. Moses' words were true for the people. The truth that they lived under, you have that truth, but you have it amplified, multifold. You have a better covenant. And so the promises are better and deeper and fuller. They had a promised land to enter into where God had made provision for them and all the natural things that they would need. But the promised land that you've entered into, because you have the promises of Jesus Christ, is better than just having your needs met. He has taken care of your spiritual as well as your physical, as well as your emotional. He's taken care and met every single need that you have. There's not one need that you face today that he has not already seen and provided the deliverance for. All the promises that you have are superior. They're better, including the promises that we see here. Moses was promising the people they can understand the word. The words that the Lord spoke were not a mystery to them. It's even more true for you. You have greater depth of knowledge because you have the Holy Spirit himself who's teaching you, guiding you, and directing you into understanding the word of God. And then let's look at verse number 14 as we wrap up. Verse number 14 says, "But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it." Even Moses realized at that time, even Moses realized the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. He was saying that they have the word of God and they could speak the word of God. You have the word dwelling inside of you. Jesus Christ is the word. He abides in you, and we, if we choose to, abide in him. He abides in us and we abide in him. The word is within you. It dwells within you. The word is very near you. The word is in you. And so it's in your mouth. When you speak the word, you speak the word. You find the verse that speaks to your need. The word is in you. You speak the word. You speak his word in faith. And you watch as those promises come to pass. It's in your heart that you may do it. You and I have, these are the words that Moses had for the Israelites. That same word is true because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you've ever said to yourself, "I do not understand the word of God and I just cannot understand the word of God," stop saying that and start saying this. I have the ability by the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit who dwells within me, who will teach me, show me, guide me, and direct me. He will reveal the entirety of the truth of the word of God to me. And so I look forward to opening the word of God for you, Holy Spirit, to show me revelation that I may understand, because it's not a mystery. When the temptation for you is to say, "I don't understand when I read it," instead, change your words and say, "Thank you, Jesus, that I have the Holy Spirit that I might understand and know the mysteries, the deepest things of the spiritual realm revealed to you through me, into me, revealed by you to me through the Holy Spirit. This is what is yours. This is the blessing. This is the truth. This is your reality. It's your reality. Embrace it and expect it. And Jesus, we thank you and praise you for it. You be glorified. Amen."